Okay, hi. My name's Angelina.
你好，我的名字是Angelina.
I guess this year is my first year coming to Advent.
是我第一次礼拜去参加 Advent.
And I guess Advent was like pretty real. It was pretty interesting.
Advent 是一个很有趣的一个事情.
Because my first, like, I go into Advent, I was like, well, it's gonna be easy. I'm gonna be co-teaching. There's no problem.
我觉得Advent是一个很简单，我只是在这边当助教而已.
And then God like put me with Melody, and I had a really strong team leader, which is like Joshua and Brian. So I was like, everything's all set. Joya is in my team. It'll be so easy.
So I think my team is very strong because we have strong leaders like Melody, Joshua, Joya, these.
And then when I get there, we go the first school we go to is a Buddhist school. So I was like, okay.
我们第一个去的学校就是一个佛教的学校。
And then another problem we faced was that I'm usually more accustomed to like teaching older kids because I teach at a different, I teach sorta. And then like,
我比较习惯是教比较年纪大的学生。
And then this year, because they needed Chinese speakers, so I had to teach the youngest class, and I was like, I don't know about that.
我这礼拜这次我要教是最年轻的班级, 因为我会讲中文。
And then another obstacle God pushed onto me was like, you're not going to be a co-teacher. You're going to teach your second week.
上帝现在在这个过程中, 我不是当助教, 我要当老师。
So my first week, I felt like I was really misled because I was like, I thought it was going to be easy, but then it ended up being like really hard for me.
我觉得好像被欺骗了, 因为原本我是要当助教, 结果要被人当老师。
Yeah. But like I feel like God really pulled through.
我觉得上帝真的很信实。
Yeah, he pulled through with us, and like the first week I was pampered, but during my second week that's where like a lot of problems started arising.
所以在第二礼拜里面开始很多的问题开始出现。
I was so used to like a really strong team. We had all our skits all prepared. We were never like scrambling to do things, and like our volunteers, they were really strong. They had experience.
我们的团队都很强，我们什么事情都做到位，我都不需要担心。
But on the second week, we all switched teams, and it was kind of like really rocky because everyone's voice was dying. My voice was dying. Olivia's voice was dying. Joy 老师 was sick, so we were all like.
所以第二礼拜我们开始换队以后，很多人开始失声，对，开始生病。
Yeah. So But like for me, I experienced the miracle like every day, because the second week I would wake up in the morning and like I would have no voice, like my voice would be completely dead. Like you can ask Olivia, I was like, Olivia, and she can't hear me because I have no voice.
所以有时候她起来，我起来的时候，我发现我没有声音了。她像 Olivia 也是也听到我没有讲不出话。
Yeah, but because like of God's mercy, throughout the day for my first class, my voice would like come back like half. And the kids were really obedient, so I didn't really need my full voice.
所以早上我不需要喊太多，因为这些学生都很听话，我不需要叫太大声。
And then for my afternoon class, they were like really loud and rowdy, but God enabled my voice to be healed by then, so I can like teach properly.
所以下午的时候，上帝医治我的喉咙，我可以有声音去教。
And I guess one thing that really caught me off guard was my second week's volunteers.
让我很惊讶是第二礼拜这个当地的志工。
So my volunteers, they were all new, just like me, and we were like three new people shoved into a classroom.
所以我们是三个人，就两个志工，他们都也没参加过，就是一起来三个人在同一个班级上，是完全没有经验。
Yeah, and basically, we had problems.
我们有问题。
So one would argue with me constantly about translation.
有一个一直跟着我在争执要怎么去翻译。
And then another one would argue with, will argue like with me, like they kept on watching their phones and wouldn't put it down.
他们一直看手机，一直不会愿意放下来。
And I was like, God, what am I gonna do? I thought this was gonna be easy, and you start pushing so much on me.
我还以为这个会很简单，但是你怎么把那么多事情交到我身上？
And then I prayed, and I was like, God, you brought me into this mess. I believe you can like bring me out. You have a plan.
我相信你带我进到这里面，你可以带领我出来。
So at first I was like, I was really optimistic, like we can work this out, we got this. And then towards the end, I was like, no, it's not gonna work.
我一开始是还是很正面说我们可以解决，但是到后面我就说我解决不了。
So what happened that made me lose confidence was during my afternoon class, a kid got slapped in the face, and like his whole handprint was on his face.
在下午有一个班级是发生一件事情，就是一个人被呼一个巴掌，脸上有一个手掌的印。
So this is between it's conflict between like these two kids. They one kid is like really smart, and another one is like a little bit like 调皮。
所以有一个学生是非常的聪明，另外学生是比较调皮。
And then the 比较调皮呢，一直在烦他。然后
the naughtier kid was keep harassing the smart kid.
Okay, I'll go back to English. So basically, because I was busy teaching like 30 something students, I didn't really have time to like go and look after every single one and see like what problems were arising.
因为我在教三十几个学生，所以我没有时间去管每一个小孩。
And then my volunteers, they were always in the back of the corner, like either just talking to each other or literally just playing on their phones.
那些老师是不然就是在互相讲话，不然就是在手机上。
And then, basically, I couldn't rely on them in my classroom. Even though it went pretty well, I think it's just that I couldn't rely on them when the time came, and they didn't notice anything until the kid got slapped.
所以这些学生、这些老师、这些志工都完全没有在关心这个课教室的事情，直到这个小孩子被呼一个巴掌。
Yeah, so when he got slapped, I was like, "You two wanna take him outside and like tell him not to fight?" But apparently, they thought bringing water, a 10-year-old, to get water down the corridor was more important.
但是他们结果是他们我原本是叫这两个志工去带这些学生出去，但是结果他们是把另外是叫其他学生去带他们去喝水。
I'm just like.A kid got slapped, and someone needs water. Which one's more important?
So, 一个学生需要喝水，另外学生是被呼巴掌，哪一个比较重要？
So, I was like really upset with that. I was like, God, what am I gonna do? Like, I'm teaching. I have to run around, do points, help them with their like grammar. I don't have time to bring this one kid to the principal's office or talk to him to stop crying.
所以我就是觉得很，我就祷告说：“主啊，我该怎么办？因为我还要帮其他学生，但我又没有时间带着这个学生出被呼巴掌学生出去。”
And then magically, when I was thinking that, God sent this person from church from 爱心之家 His name was Aiden, and he's like, "Oh, what happened?" He came in and he's like, "I heard a slap."
所以 Aiden.有一个从爱心之家的一个志工叫 Aiden， 他就听到一个人被呼巴掌，他就跑过来这个教室。
And then I was like, 你这么远怎么听到的？
他说 ，You're so far away. How did you hear the slap?
And then he was like, oh, why are they crying? I was like, can you please like? And he was like, it's okay, I got this.
他说 Aiden 就说没关系，我来处理。
I was like, okay, thank you. And then I thought he was gonna go out to talk to them, but he brought them to the principal's office.
他 Aiden 就把这两个学生带去这个教务处。
Yeah, and at first, like the principal was like really worried about like, oh, their school's reputation, someone got slapped, and you know.
这个校长就很担心说，哇，这个我们学校名声很惨，因为有一个学生被呼巴掌。
Yeah, and but God was like really like having mercy on me because the parent didn't press any charges and they were like, it's okay.
但感谢神上这个家长没有来提告这个学校。
Because usually if your kid gets slapped and your handprint's all over, like you would like ask the school and like make trouble. Like, why did my kid get slapped? But the parent was like really understanding.
这个感谢是这个对方的被受害者的父母没有来对这个学校提告。
Yeah, so that was like my second week. It was really miraculous. God really just pulled through.
所以感谢神，上帝在这个第二个礼拜很奇妙的来供应。
I feel like during my Advent time, I guess, I learned a lot of things about God and about prayer.
我在这个 Advent 台湾，我学到很多关于神跟关于祷告的事。
Because before when I pray, like I wouldn't ask God for anything because, 我不想乱求嘛，不想随便乱求一些东西嘛。
I don't want to pray. I don't. Before this trip, I don't want to pray to God because I don't want to pray in vain, ask for things that shouldn't be what I supposed to be asking.
I never like knew the boundary, like what can I ask God and what can I not ask God.
我都不知道那个妄求的这个界限到底在哪里。
Because like for me, usually when like I get sick, I was like, okay, God, I got this. I'll just drink some water and I'll be fine. Or when I have a test, when am I nervous, I was like, well, I don't think I need God because like it's my problem, not His.
我觉得当我生病的时候，我就喝水就好了。我考试的时候紧张的时候，我就说这是我的问题，不是上帝的问题。
Yeah, so I never ask God for anything, but like going to Taiwan, I learned that well, you can pray for like sickness and you can pray for like confidence and everything.
我觉得我透过这次的活动，我可以知道说我们可以为疾病祷告，可以为这个自己祷告。
It's because like when I was sick, I was like pray God. Good, like Joy Ai was always the one asking me to like.Angelina, go talk to God. Go pray. He will solve everything. I was like, "Are you sure?"
当我生病的时候，我告诉这个 Joy 就告诉我去祷告。那我就说，确定吗？确定可以祷告吗
？So everything in Advent, like every little problem, I would go to Joy Ai, but Joy Ai would just send me right back and say, "Go to God."
每一个小问题，我去烦 Joy Ai 的时候，Joy Ai 就叫我去祷告。
Yeah, so I learned that. Well, actually, prayer really does work.
祷告是真的有用。
Because one time I had a heat stroke, and it was at this Buddhist temple my first week.
我当我去这个佛教的这个庙的时候，我中暑了。
They're like a Buddhist school, and like you know, the people might not be as friendly towards Christians.
这些佛教徒没对基督徒没有那么友善。
But one of the teachers there who was Buddhist, she like really helped me. She gave me like this traditional massage thing and put ointment on my back to help me cool down.
她给我一些中药的这个东西，让我可以平静下来。
Yeah, and then another time when I was like really sick, I already told you guys about like my voice, and it always magically reappears at the end of the day.
所以我的声音虽然是失去声音，但是。我现在很奇妙，我声音又再回来。
And another time was like during my first week at boot camp, like mosquitoes bit me. Like I got bit like I think 7 times in one arm, and I wasn't even there for like 30 minutes.
我觉得有一次我去被蚊子叮很多包。
And I was like, God, I really don't like this. Can you like make like the mosquitoes like keep away from us? Because that time like they was talking about dengue fever.
他们那时候有登革热，所以我说我求神上帝不要让这蚊子来叮我。
And then because I'm usually a mosquito magnet, but like after I prayed, I felt like I only got bit like 2 times during the whole Advent.
所以我祷告完以后，我在整个 Advent trip 只被叮两次而已。
So I was like, thank you, God, for listening.
我感谢神，上帝垂听我的祷告。
And then I feel like one most memorable thing in Advent would probably be. So, like, one most memorable Advent thing in Advent would be, like, when we were, like, praying for the fourth day when we were teaching, it was Testimony Day.
印象最深刻就是当礼拜四我在分享见证的时候。
We weren't supposed to go because there's, like, a typhoon.
我们不应该去，因为那边有个台风。
But Joy Ai, like, brought the whole church together and we started praying. And then, miraculously, the next day, there's, like, no sign of...
很奇妙，就当我们为这台风祷告的时候，这个台风却没有来。
So I feel like God really did look after us. Okay, just one more thing and I'm done. So, okay, no, let me finish. So basically, you know how some of my kids are really rowdy?
你知道我有些学生是非常的吵。
So, during testimony, I was like, God, let them listen. Please don't let them, like, mess around and everything.
不要让他们去随便去动别人。
So my first class, I tell my testimony, one kid was like,老师上厕所，老师口渴，老师我眼睛痛。I was like, God, please, like, please. I know he doesn't want to listen, but I beg.
I had a student that kept raising his hand, kept disturbing the class.
But like after I made like this quick mental prayer, like he settled down and listened. Like the whole class was like dead silent. No one interrupt. No one like did anything, and like they actually listened.
所以当我默祷了以后，就突然这个就是教室变很安静，他们就没有再去烦，再去吵。
So like I'm really thankful for you guys.Like allowing me to have this chance to come to Advent because I learned so much about God and I feel like I've grown a lot spiritually.
谢谢你让我有机会可以参加这个 Advent Taiwan.